This is WLRH Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. Houston Hodges is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. He has spent many a fruitful hour pondering over words, lots and lots of words.
I love this language. I love this unique collection of sounds each of us uses to communicate. This cantankerous, contrary, convoluted creation called English. I've been trying to learn it for over 80 years now, and I understand it less than when I started. I keep making mistakes with it. The first one I remember was when I was 3 and was with my mother on a Gulf of Mexico cruise from Galveston to Miami Beach. I kept telling people we were going to my mother's Amy Beach. That's what she told me. I still don't understand how English works. Why does it sound fine to ask for a big red apple, but sounds weird if you ask for a red big apple? Why is yellow brick road mellifluous, but brick yellow road sounds like nowhere? I'm really taken by idioms, those connected, unconnected words we tie together and use and overuse until they're all dried up. Bookmark we hear all the time, but never page mark, which is really more accurate. Why is it a turnpike and not a straight pike? That's how we build them. For a really heavy rainstorm, we can call it a downpour, or in West Texas, a frog strangler, or maybe a gully washer, but never an arroyo scrubber, nor a ditch flusher, nor a trench drencher. I kind of like trench drencher. I think I'll start saying that a lot. If you really stop to think about what you're saying, it will drive you nuts. Or maybe it will drive you bananas. Or drive you berries. Or eggplants. Or even kumquats. Or it might even make you a better speaker.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Houston Hodges speaks every now and then at the Big Cove Presbyterian Church out in the Hampton Cove area. Sometimes they call it preaching. Hear the Writer's Corner weekdays at 9:30 during Morning Blend, and again at 6:44 during All Things Considered, and find us at WLRH.org.
Father gave me nails that week and told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word to sight me I could know.
The biggest word you ever heard, and this is how it goes. Oh, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite a trouble.